Okay, we learned yesterday regarding the third Mishnah, Machlokes Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. Where once again, Rav Gamliel says, Rabbi Yeshua says, Lanepiyanu Chayim. However, it's a totally different scope here because the issue here is not an issue of modernism, it's an issue of Yechusei Kehuna. And therefore, it becomes a brand new discussion to try to understand what the right is supposed to us. That's the confusing part of the whole sugya, is what is the right supposed to accomplish? And it's not at all clear. Yesterday, we chose the Shef Shmaitz's Mahalach, Magen Mishnah. And again, it's not the only Mahalach in the Gemara, but so far, the Mahalach we went with yesterday was that the Shef Shmaitz explained that Megabe the Vlad is a din in the Natayra that a Shtuki is mutter, which means a Sufik Mamzer is mutter. If you have a child whose father is unknown, the child is considered to be a kosher in the Natayra. And the Hope Sul Shtuki is Sul Rabbanan. And the Magen Mishnah said, Hemnu Rabbanan Vid Rabbanan. That was how the Magen Mishnah explained our Mishnah Rav Gamliel, who says you believe the Gabi the child. Why you believe? Because Hemnu Rabbanan Vid Rabbanan. Which means that it's not a compelling logical svar. He's not saying the svar is. He said it's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan trust you by the Rabbanan. Pretty much the bottom line of the Magen Mishnah. The Sheshmait explained that explains why you believe the Gabi the child. What about the Gabi herself? Why she believes the Gabi herself? That has nothing to do with Shtuki. So we said, because the Gabi herself, we went with the Mahalach that it's Eid Echadem and Bisurit, which Shef Shmaitz explains that whether she can marry a Kayin is not Erva, it's a Shaila of Yisr. And Eid Echadem and Bisurim, and that's the Mahalach, the Rajba uses the Lashon of Eid Echadem and Bisurim. That's the Mahalach certainly of some Rishayim. That the reason the Bari is believed here is because, unlike the previous Mishnahs, which are Shailas of Mamin, this Mishnah is a Shaila purely of Isser, and Eid Echadem and Isserim. And whether a woman can marry a Kayin or not, that's Isser. It's got to be the child, it's not Isser. It's Erev, Davish of Erev. The child status is already something that's Ladairis. So, child status being Ladairis is considered to be a davar shabbat. That's the Shef Shmaitz's rule, that anything that's l'dayrais is considered to be a davar shabbat, and davar shabbat pachas m'shayim. And whatever is negeya, just for right now, that is yisr. This is the chiluk that the Shef Shmaitz explained yesterday. You have to add one nekuda to that. We say l'gabei har, not a davar shabbat, it's Isser. What's the shy? What's the shy of Isser? Is she allowed to marry a kite? Is she permitted to marry a kite? So we say that's not davar shabbat. That's Isser. That's Dina Isser. Now, what happens if she marries a kite? The child is a. If she's a zayin and she marries a kite, the child's a cholam. And then the child's child will also be a cholam. So why is that called Isser and not Davar Shabbat? Why do we say if she can marry a Kayin, that's Eid Echadem and Bisurim? It's also Negeah for Dairis. It's also Negeah. If she'll marry a Kayin, she'll have a child. If the child a Kayin, is the child a Chol. And then the child's child, I'd be asked Gael, is the child whether the child is a Kayin or not. If she marries Yisrael, it's not an issue, but then she doesn't have to come to bed.
So it becomes an
error
only,
only if
she goes
and
marries a kohen. It's not an issue
of
now.
It's a lot
of an issue now.
This is what the Shef Shmaitz said. Shef Shmaitz explains, this is really the Nekudah Chiddush in the Shef Shmaitz, is that something which now you say Eidus about a Yichlus L'dayrais, right now, the child, she's pregnant, she's a child. What's the status of the child that the Shaila L'dayrais? That's a double shabbat of Bach Mishnah. Hashem came to say that this person is a Zayna, this person is a Zayna, that is not Negela Dairus, unless she goes now and does a Maisa, she goes and marries a Kayin. So it doesn't link in the Aedis. What the Aedis are saying is an Isser. She's not allowed to marry a Kayin. She is allowed to marry a Kayin, whatever they say. Shaila she can marry. That's a Shaila of Isser if she can marry a Kayin. If she'll marry a Kayin, it will then develop into a Davish of Arab. So the klal is that if the Aedis itself is not about a Davish of Arab, even though it could develop into a Davish of Arab, for that, an Eid Echad is believed. Right now it's Isser. Lama Hadavar Daima. Similar to the Rambam's rule that we know Eid Echad Emma Bisurim. If an Eid Echad says this meat is Nevela, an Eid Echad is believed. One Eid says this is Nevela, the Eid Echad is believed. What happens if an Eid Echad says this is Nevela, and then someone goes and eats it with Hasra, with Eidim Basra? Does he get Malkus? Does he get Malkus? Rambam says yes. At the time, he gets Malkus, even though it was only an Eid Echad said this is Chayla. But at the time, the Eid Echad said this is Chayla, no one had eaten it yet. So the Eid Echad was coming to tell us Dina Yisr. He was saying, see this piece of meat, it's Chayla, or it's Nevela, whatever he said. This is a piece of Chayla or Nevela. So what's he telling us? Is he telling us someone should get Malkus? No. He's telling us this is Isser, and nobody should eat it. Later it'll develop into Malkus. If someone's going to come and eat it, it'll become an Inyan of Malkus. The Eid Echad is still believed to say that this is Chayla. Because at the time he says this is Chayla, it's only Dina Yisr. Now obviously, if the Eid Echad would say it's Chayla after someone ate it already, he'll say, well, he ate with Chayla, then he'll eat already two Eids. Then he's saying, Eidus are Malkus. But calls a man at the time of his Haggadah's Eidus, he's saying Eidus that this is Isser, so that's an Eid Echad is believed to be Kaveya, that this is Isser, and then it'll be this Galgal, with someone eating it, that there'll be an Isser Malkus, then it'll be Chayav Malkus. So he has a pizza that someone's Chayav Malkus basically up the Eid Echad. Because it was the Eid Echad that said it's Nevela, and that was the Skalgel that developed into something which caused the fear of Malkus. But came in at bar. The Shmaitzer brings a right to this, because the Rambam says that an Eid Echad is believed to say that someone is a Grusha. The Rambam says an Eid Echad is believed to say that someone's a Grusha. Kasha is Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pasim Shnayim. She's a grusha. She's not allowed to marry a kohen. And Lamaiz, Dr. Schweitzer, it's a raya to our Yisrael that since right now she's not married, right now she's not a married person, and she's saying that right now she's not a married person, and the Eid Echad is saying you're a grusha, you're not allowed to marry a kohen. So right now, Bishas HaGadah say this is only Dina Yisr. So right now, it's Dina Yisr, Eid Echad Emma Bisurim. So this is the aside that the Shmaitzer uses to explain the Sugya. Rabbi Chanan and his disciple call it the Rashba Shita. They use the name Rashba, but the Rashba is the one who uses the language of Eid Echad Emma Bisurim. But the reason the Bari is strong in Kreis Rav Gamliel is with the rule of Eid Echad Emma Bisurim. What they don't even explain, maybe they do, but I didn't notice they explain it. So how does Rabbi Yeshua answer all this? What does Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua says, you're not believed. So what he considers is, Ayed Echadem Bisurim. If he considers it a double Shabbat, he doesn't hold it, the whole Shabbat Pirates. Rabbi Yeshua holds, I don't know, there's no nice explanation of Rabbi Gamliel, only Pastor Rabbi Gamliel. Or Rabbi Yeshua doesn't agree with this, so it's a very good shikul title. Maybe he doesn't hold on the whole this whole thing, you know, because he's got a Shabbat. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Oh, there's one other thing. There's one other interesting case. A woman comes into bed and she says she's pregnant. She's pregnant. She is pregnant. She comes into bed, she's pregnant. She has a baby. You say, who's the father? She says, Pliny. Shimon is the father. Now, she's peveya from Shimon, that Shimon should pay to support the child, the zaynus of the child. So Shimon says, I think that's two cases. Either Shimon says, well, how is Varam the island? That's the child's father. And then the shayla will be, does he have to swear a shavuos heses? Anytime a teveya is a bari, and the nitvah denies it, you have to swear a shavuos. Well, if I ever hear the teveya is a bari, so the shimon should have to swear that he's not the father. Or you could have a second case, where the teveya is a bari, and shimon says, well, it's true I was by all you, but maybe you were nibble atah the benson. How do I know it's my child? Maybe you are you are nibble to other people also. So he's a shema. So the question now is: is this a case of bari the shema? And you'll have to lati si de shemayim. We pass from la bari other. When you said lati si de shemayim, you have to pay. So pashtos, this sounds like a case of bari, a regular case of bari and shema. That is a Chubat HaRivash, which is brought down by the Paiskim, who says, no, there's one flaw in this case. What's different about this case? You're being Maitzi Manin. It's true you're being Maitzi Manin. But even more, Bari, Bari Garua. Bari Garua. In the first case, it's not a bar garua. He claims, she says you're by me, and he denies it. He says you're by me. Yeah, but then when the guy Shua tests this, it doesn't matter if they're both bar. As long as she's a bar.
Sorry?
That's every bar in Shem. Every bar in Shem is that way. I say only money, and you're the subject. The floor here is who's the teveya? Who's the one entitled to money? Not the woman. She's not entitled to money. The baby. The baby's entitled to money. Is the baby a bari? The baby has no clue. And when the baby grows up, he has no clue. He doesn't know who his father is. So the Rebush said that in this case, it will not hold true that this is considered to be a bari. Because in this case, the teveya is not the woman. All the cases we have here are halachas negeh the woman, whether it's the ksuba or to marry a kayin, it's always negeh the isha, where the bari was. And what was it? Yeah, the child, we came out to the Magid Mishnah there because it's a shtuki and him the rabbanim drabam. But negeh being teveya parnasa for the child, being teveya the zainus for the child, the child is not, the child is the teveya. The child is the one who's entitled, not the mother. So the mother's bari is like an eidecha. Mother's bari is not a bari. It's an eidecha who's a karev to the child. It's not even an eidus. The child is the teveya and his mother is a bari. So why does that help him? This is known as bari al yedei acher. Bari al yedei acher. You say you're sure. This is how are you sure? Someone told me. That's called bari al yedei acher. And the Rebush says bari al yedei acher is not a bari. That's not called bari because you are bari to somebody else. That does not make you into a bari. There's a similar nidain in the Raman from an ayin hay. I think it's Tzitzchak Yibol. Where a man married off his son, and then was Teveya, the Mechutin, the Kala's father, he said, you had promised certain, whatever, financial support. And the Kala's father said, I didn't. So he tainted, okay, you have to swear, I'm a Bari. Teveya, yes, I'm a Bari. And the answer was exactly the same thing, that you're not the Teveya. You may have made up with me, you may have made arrangements with me. But the Teveya is the Chasim. The Chasim doesn't know. The Chasim wasn't there, he doesn't know what happened. So the question is that called a Bari? That's again a Bari Ayinei Acher. And the Shach says, like this Rivash, the Shach says that that's not called a Bari. And however, the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah holds it in a Bari Ayinei Acher Shmei Bari. That is considered a Bari. Very funny type of Bari. The person looks at the bed and says, you owe me money. How do you know? Someone else told me. That other person would say, this isn't going to be a Acher. It wouldn't help. And that becomes a Bari. It's a Mestadr, you understand, right? Why isn't she not the trophist of a child? Generally, a trophist is someone appointed by Beth. I'm saying that the mother should be an automatic a trophist.
Okay, but he's designed to talk to a child.
The question, usually we have a concept of appointing an apotropos to take care of the child's financial. He doesn't only take care of the child's financial dealings. An apotropos has kayak to deal for the child. Does he have a kayak to kind of for the child whose father is? It's not a normal apotropos, it's only a shemish particular thing. Yeah, this is an Ebenezer type of thing. To establish who's the father. Maybe then the trip doesn't answer. The our component, this is the Shakla Vitaria. The Svara, which should be a Bari Ayde Acher, Al Pi Svara.
Based on the Ayde Acher, she knows, she's taking care of the child, she knows exactly what happened. Not just the child is telling you what happened.
Is it Mestavit that that should be a Bari for the child? Because she's involved. It's not a yeah, because she. Because then she won't have to feed the child, but she's not afraid to feed the child anyway. Nor doing it because she wants to. You're right, the practical way makes it easy, but that's not the machlok. The machlok is the Bari Ayde Acher. I don't know, Bari Ayde Acher does, to me, it sounds like a very big Kiddush. I think the Tumim says that if you hold Bari Ayde Acher Shmei Bari, Leishach Kiskaya Lechol Bari. There'll be a million Dinei Torah. Every time I was going up to bed, and someone told me. People say things all the time. Bari Ayde Acher Shmei Bari. It's Madiyama Bari Shemo Bari Bari Ayde. It can be Mighty Mamin. He's going to be Mighty Mamin because someone told me. The whole thing is. It's like a very big Kiddush. And it's certainly more Mestavra to me to say Bari Ayde Acher Leishach. Anyway, it is a machlokes of Ramah Mishach. Now let's see the Gemara. Okay, so we have hopefully a klarkeit in the Mishnah. One klarkeit, there are a number of ways of learning, but we're better off with the Magen Mishnah. It's the Magen Mishnah that the Shemaitz explains, and the Rashba, that's the Pshat. Let's see that. We're on the bottom line of the Yamad Aleph, Meitzvei. Let me ask a Kasha Rabbah. Roshan if Nisayim Echad Lasei Sheroi Lekorba Barba Lamati Bashalizek Kayinu Uben Achi Abahu Rabbi Kabul Yabu Rabbi Lazai Bim Nemeni Shua Yim Alayim Piyano Chayim And I do Bechef this Bool and it's in Laman Zah Shabu Yim Alayim Devarel. Exactly our Mishnah in different language. Oh, but a different language. Now Bishlam Laziri, the language is good. Hainu Tvari Tarti Lasei Sheroi Lekorba Elo Le Rabasi Darman Devalti Nibala, Taki Lamali, let's say Lasesa Oyla Khorba, if they're both cases of Bia, so why say to So first the Gemara tried. Tadek Tani. L'sefer dechorba. But Gemara on the Sefer dechorba Tani. That's not what it says. And the Gemara chada lechorba de masa, chada lechorba de dava. It's really. One is talking about a chorba in town, and one is talking about a chorba out of town. Yes, in the chorba de masa, ba'akamashom gamliel, mishom drach shemeth. The Jewish town, the Jewish city, where people are kosher. How the chorba de dava, the right psulin etzla, but out in the Dabra, where most of the people that go around, walk around from the world on Goyim, is Emo Maidulei, Rabbi Yeshua, I would have thought he's Maidu. And the reverse, Yeshmina Behi. If I had only told us the case of Furba de Dabra, Behi come Rabbi Yeshua, Abba Baha. But if it's in the city, we have a right Maidulei, the Rabbi Gamliel, Tzricha. So what's the Gemara saying? That there's no difference if there is a right or if there's no right, no matter what. Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua argue. Even if it's right Goyim, Rav Yeshua holds, Rav Gamliel holds Nemenes. This is what the Gemara says, and we mentioned this yesterday. There's many problems as far with that. Rav Gamliel says you believe, even if it's right Sulem. Do we have any problem with that? As far as, why does Rav Gamliel believe? How we learn? Rav Gamliel holds you believe because, like Abi yourself, you believe because of. Are we learning? Right? You just put it out, the Shmaitzer, right? And the Rashba. Why does the person believe like Abi herself? Does Eidech and Nemavisurim apply when it's right the other way? Huh? Huh? If you come home and there's a steak on your plate, and your wife tells you it's kosher, she believes? Rice steaks are trays in town. She believes. I say, you have to be sure that even when you're the rice. But she's saying she's not mistaken. Everyone's masking that it's kosher, right? It seems they have to be sure in all cases. So it's very clear. You go with the Rashba. You have no problem. Eidech and then be certain is the reason she believes with Abi herself. But that applies even in a case with his right. That's the reason. Yeah, that's in a case where the person doesn't say anything. Baba, we assume they're not matching, don't you? If the Eidech and Bisurim is not, Eidech and Bisurim has nothing to, do with any other Svarba. Eidech and Bisurim is just, as far as, there's a cost, we have a Masik to suffer from. I don't think it's dependent on anything else. Alright, so it's good. So we don't have to come on to any Populim, but just Mahala, that it's also Eidech and Bisurim. So we have a very glass in the halach that rive works. What about like Abi the child? Does that make sense too? That even if it's right to school him? So the Hezbro, why should you believe like Abi the child is the Magen Mishnah? He said that Minatayra Shtukis Kasher because Mamzer Vadeh Goloi Mamzer Safik. And the Din of Mamzer Vadeh Goloi Mamzer Safik, does that apply even by right to school him? So the Shmaitzer said yes, because even Raiv is a suffix. And we said, even when you go by the Raiv, it's also a Mekayach suffix. It's not a Vadai. So Mamza Vadai, the way Mamza suffix, even if it's Raiv Psulim, Shtuki is Kashim and Atayim. But this Gemara is a very easy Gemara. We've chosen the Rashba's Mahalach in the Sugya, the Shoshmaitz's Mahalach. So it's very smooth. You have to come on to a second level of Tilgul by Raiv. Everything is good. What about Rabbi Yeshua? According to Rabbi Yeshua, she's not believed. According to Rabbi Yeshua, she's not believed. She's not believed even with Rav Kshay. Rabbi Yeshua also holds it's not totally right. Even if it's Rav Kshay, she's not believed. Why? Why? Right people in the city are kosher. She's pregnant. And she, so Rabbi Shua says, "Why did Pia Anuchai? We don't trust them. What's going on? Why did Pia Anuchai? We don't trust her. Yom does not consider she does not have a chesed kashrus when she's nizana. Right? People are kosher. Why should we go past the right? Why should we go past the right?
Can you call it Dov Shaver?
Let's say you call it a Dov Shaver. Huh? The question is, could right pass in the Dov Shaver?
She can't, I don't know.
Could right pass in the Dov Shaver? So we say, right, be the Sacher Abal. Normally, it's a little bit less to come up. Right past the Dov Shaver. Sure. Think of a case. You had to go to Shabbat, it's all you're right.
Huh?
We're going to get to that. Because that was from Subhas. We're going to get to that we say called the Parish Move the Parish. If you bring a right, that we do go by Sarai by Dov Shaver, which would be a problem. Problem, Yeshua. You hear what's going on? We have a problem with Yeshua. Gamliel is very smooth. Gamliel is very smooth. Gamliel, I hope everybody here understands what Gamliel sheep of Nemenes, very. With Yeshua's chat, we have a problem. Yeshua says we don't trust her. Even if it's right, shame. What does Yeshua say? Right, Rapina, and Okayim, I should tell you right with the Varel. She has a raya. Right? That's a pretty strong raya. So maybe we'll say Dov Shaverva and right doesn't help. We'll say Rabbi Shua holds Dov Shaverva and we'll say that right doesn't help. And we're going to have to see if we say called the parish moves the parish by Dov Shaverva. Okay, it's going to be a sugya later. Maybe I sure. I don't have another chat. I believe Rabbi Kiva Eger writes Shver on this question. I think his language is that Achatavi Raya with the Varela, she has a Raya, right? Achatavi Raya, she has a Raya. She has right, right? The people are kosher. Hmm? Unless you'll say that Rabbi Shua holds a Dov Shaverva, and you'll say that by Dov Shaverva is not a Raya. Let's say two seditions. We don't know for sure if Yeshua considered it a Dov Shaverva. And even if it is, we don't know if right applies. Or maybe not. I don't have a better mouth. Okay. In fact, this is usually what happens. Usually, when you have a Machlokes Tanoim, and you look into Achrayim to find a Hesber, you'll find more on the Tana we Paskin like than the Tana we don't. So that's what's happening here. In Rebbe Gamliel, why Yos Nemenes, you have already. Rosh that I had in the Yukas and the Rajbe, everybody, and the Rabbio. Okay. Let's see, make sense. Su Aidish Ishak Shaivala. Rabbi Shua Emer ain't in a minute. Amalem Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua's going to bring a Rai. Yes, I'm writing the Mishwi Yishinish. Yes, Vaidim Shinishbis. Vi Emer, the Hiran Yishin in a minute. Rabbi Shua brings a Rai from Shvuya. I say, Sumo, if you are familiar with Shvuya, Shvuya and Yeshiva in past years. Shvuya is a woman who is in a situation of captivity to Goyim, and we assume that she was compromised, that she was that someone was mizana, with her, and she says to Hairani, she says no one was mizana, ain't in a manner. She's also to us as a kai. So what? So what's the difference? This is Yishvuya in our Mishnah. Exactly the same thing. It's the Rashi of Yeshua. Amulai Aval. He said, you're right. My half of Shishmei Zel was there. Big difference. Was Zuya Shev? By Shvuya, there were Eidim Shanishmas. Was Zuya Eidim? But in our Mishnah, there were no Eidim that she was Messiachim, that she was Mizan. Amulahem, Aval Zuya Shev. Shech Kresh Dimashi now. She's pregnant. Nobody has to see her being Mizan if she's pregnant. Rabbi Chavon Prutzen by Rabbi Yisrael. That doesn't seem to answer the kasha, so the Gemara will explain in a minute what it means. This whole argument is by Eidus about herself. Regarding the child, everybody is going to admit that the blood is a shtuki. In other words, even the one who's machshir bad, possible dita. The Gemara on the bottom will come back to this. My kavala, who my kamahaz. What was the discussion with Rabbi Shur of Gamli? Yalachi kavala. Now listen carefully. He shaptanu ala amu huberes. Matishivenu ala medaberes. Who's talking? Who brought a ride from Shavuya? I'll come, please. The discussion is from Rabbi Yeshua. Who brought a ride from Shavuya? That was Rabbi Yeshua. Because by Shavuya ain't in a menace. He brought a ride. By Shavuya ain't in a menace, here it should also be in a menace. That was Reb Yeshua's ride. Rav Gamliel answered, you can't compare it to Shavuya. Shavuya there ain't in here, now no ain't. So Yeshua told him, what are you talking about? The other way, she's pregnant. So Gamliel, you're right. I move badass, but she's pregnant, you're right. You have a good rise in Shulia. What about when she's not pregnant? What about Midabaris? Amrullah Midabaris, I'm a Shulia. Amrullah, Shani Shulia, the right baby comforts and Baraya saying. Different, but there it's right, I think the comforts of Baraya saying, and Rashi, important Rashi, Bavada Nibala. Rashi holds that it's a Vada. The Shvuya, even though physically it may not have happened, but halachically we look at it as a vadai that she was nibbala. So it's not the same as medaberes. Amalam hanani, even this doctor ain't at the chubas malachis. So it's a Rabbi Shua here. Ketani mi es tarki medaberes mubaris tiyos the drabati tiyos. So what was the discussion? Rabbi Shua says, I have a raya from Shvuya, she's not believed. What does Gamliel say? What's the difference between Shvuya and Muberes? What is Shvuya and Muberes? What? Trick question. What did Gamliel say? What's the difference between Shvuya and Muberes? He said there's no difference. He shaptanu ala Muberes. You're right. It's a good ride to Muberes. And if you learn the Gemara, it sounds like he's minded. So that's but Father's Tysus on top. Tysus is going to answer, why does Gamliel say Shvuya is not Neman and Muberes is Neman. It's Neman. Why? What's the difference between Shvuya and Muberes? What's talking the difference? Halach. We pass that Shvuya is not believed and a Muberes is believed. Right? Not convenient. That's how it is. Pirish. Lididon Nicha. The Isha Mizana by Dekatu Mizana. Ladani Lashvuya. As he said, Liddy Dunn, the Slush and Rabbit, because Rav Gamliel Rav Eliezer was two people, the same sheet. Rav Gamliel says, Liddy Dunn, why is she believed by Mu'uberes? Because Isha Mizana by Dekatu Mizana. What does that mean? That means before she's Mizana, she checks into who she's Mizana with. What does that mean, she checks into who she's Mizana with? Zaina goes and asks people for the Yichas Priest. What? Oh, it means, because what happened to her? She went, she met somebody, she dated him, she got to know him, right? And then she was Mizana. So we assume she's a regular Bibati Israel of Shaila. And whoever she met, she knows who she met, and she's like, yeah, I guess. She doesn't get involved with the person if the person is not a Kashan. Masha'en kein Shvuya. Shvuya, there's no Isha Bedekas and Mizana, and she got stuck. She was part of a group that was captured. And being that she was captured, she was stuck. So that's the Teretz from Rav Gamliel Shita and our Mishnah Nemeres. Now we have another piece to the puzzle. Why is she believed in our Mishnah with Habari and with Eidach and Ambisurin? Why do we give it a Din Shvuya? So you have to add one more thing. Because Isha Bedeka and Mizana Bedeka is Mizana. So wait, so the whole discussion we had yesterday, the whole Magnishna Shev Shmaitza, needs, according to Tysus, needs one more piece. Why she believed Bugabe herself? Because they'd have an Emma Bisurim. Took Rav Yeshua, let's ask her, just like we asked for a Shmuya. So we have to add that even though the Rabbanan asked Shmuya, they didn't ask her Muberes, because Isha Mizane by Dekes Umizane. This is what Tysus is saying here. Well, let me ask you a shy. What do you think the din is? A woman is, right now, a woman is red. Someone forcibly is mizana with a woman, and now she's pregnant. She's pregnant. She comes into Bez, and the Bez says, Mati Bashul Bezu. She says, Yish Kwaini the Kayan. So what do you think the din is? What's the day? Till now, we were talking about a woman who walked in pregnant, who was Mizana Baratum. Now, I'm asking a shayla, is there any difference if she's forced? Somebody forces her, somebody forcibly raped something, or aided, we know for sure she was forced. And she becomes pregnant on that year, and she says, I know who it was. So we pass the Rav Gamliel. Would that apply here as well? What? Why should it not? We read the first words of the Taptaisis. Hirish, v'didon yicha, yisha mezana, v'idekas mezana. Whole story. What? She didn't pick him. She didn't choose him. Yeah, I don't have to talk about a baby, right? Same child, she passed to a kai. Someone comes in front of them, they're eight, but someone forcibly was mizana with her against her will. She mutter to a kai in her house. If she says, there's plenty of a kai, I know who it was. She believes. And Anusa, in Anusa from a guy who's not the Tokai. From a papa. From a papa. From a papa. From a cousin.
She was,
but what does it mean that she knows who the person is? You know what I mean? You should, because a Shavuya could also say, I know who it was. And a Shavuya is not believed. Why does a Shavuya believe that she's forced?
Why
does a
Shavuya not believe?
What?
She's saying it.
I'll explain to you why. Well, from what we've learned so far, she's saying
herself.
And here she's also saving herself.
No,
no, I don't mean at the time. But right now, she wants to tell some medicine. She says, well, I'm not saying that she's not a bad person because someone's my honest. She's not a bad person because I assure you. The point is, can she marry a cutting? So she's saying, I became pregnant. I was nibbalah for playing. The Pashit that I learned Mishnayis and learned our Mishnah, I would say she's believed. Yidei Nechanam and Bisurim, or at the Bali, and she had the Cheskes Kashrus, whatever it has we have in the Mishnah. So until this crisis, we never talked about Rot and Einis. What's the difference? Comes along this crisis, and Tais says, 1 minute. There's a Taina that Rabbanan asked that a Shvuyah is not believed. How does Rav Gamliel answer? The answer is Isha Mizana Begekas Umizana. That's the answer I'm telling you, and it should follow that if someone is Ma'anasar, that according to this type of Rabbi Yoshe Vimayda, I cannot believe. I'm afraid that's true. That's the way it would seem to come out according to Shita Tais. Right? When we said Einif is no busha, it means that if a husband says there's no patasi, he should answer. But not everyone, Nanas runs around town advertising. They don't run around telling people in Nanas. Here, the context is different. There, her husband says there's no patasi, he should answer that.
When this Rashi was said by early Christian, he was right that early words to come down.
The Shuya.
Right.
Tell me why that's my Shuya. That's the helping of But you see what I'm saying? It should follow, based on, if we pass on my cases, it should follow that by a nusar of the real of maybe to be sure, it's the same as a shluya, and you're not believing. Question only is, do we pass on my cases? If they shmuel, Simon Zion, to cut malice, and he brings down the din of shluya, he brings the explanation of cases. Certainly sounds like he's passing like Isis. Sounds like he's passing like Isis. And if so, by any means, she's not believed. The base mayor disagrees. The base mayor kind is that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings our Mishnah, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Tanuya, Shavu'ua, Shenebela, Nemen. I don't think Tanuya, Shavu'ua, Shenebela. That was for us. This is Pnuya, that was Nibala, is Nemenis. So the base mayor holds that we do not pass the right thing. Comes down, Allah Nice, an extraordinary Nafgamina, in this situation where you're going to have a Nensa, a woman of Nensa, she's believed in that. Nibala is. Is a Russian. Nibala is Russian Nibala. The Russian is something happened to her. Shebala. Nibala means something happened to her. It doesn't mean that she could. So suddenly this Tisis is a major issue. Now the law takes it a step further. What I told you there was, again, basic to the whole Sugya. Now, flaw in the Dalai Lama's days takes it a step further. What happens if Adam saw the Bia, but they couldn't tell if it was Ba'inis of Rasa? Whatever reason, they didn't know if she was doing it willingly or not. So now, according to Titus, you think she'll be believed? They have to have a cup, the nice cup. In the case of a regular woman, not a shluya, regular woman, two Adam say, Nibala. Two Adam say they saw someone being Bialar, but the Bialar is a brat that they don't know. Now, the question is, she comes to bed, and she says, Ishplay me the Kayim. She says it was a Kayim. It was a Kashifer. Now, everything comes out, listen how it comes out. If it was Bialar, does she believe? If it was Bialar, we have no. No chazal kisha mizana b'dekas mizana like Yanapolis. If it was Barat, then she is believed. Okay? Now, if she wants to be believed, why does she have to come to Bezdin and say? Huh? I was Nibala Barat, and it was a kasha. I was Nibala Barat, and it was a kasha. Okay? Should we say another Mesa Master Rosh in such a case? She did a Barat. The weirdest thing, it comes out she's better off if she did a Barat than if she did a Bayan. She's much better off that way. What? Why she did that? No, but it could be a Bayan. The first question is, if she believes there's Barat. Second question is, let's say she is. Why can't she say it was Ba'inus and it was a kosher man? And believe me, Adam Eagle, I could have said it was Barassi. What? If she's believed with Russ. In since the letter, she's believed with Russ. And she should believe to say, I was Nanas with an Eagle of Russ. And maybe she is. So what comes out? We have four different cases where a woman could be pregnant with Vedaydim who saw the Bia. Either a straight Inus or a straight Rasa. Or you could have two cases with Edom are not sure. You have the Edom are not sure and she says it was Rasa, or the Edom are not sure and she says it was Inus. Right? So, okay, she was Nibala. If we know it was Bainus, according to Tyson, she's not believed. If we know it was Rasa, then that's the Mishnah. She is believed. if we don't know. So if she says, what's the difference? Because he should be better from the Zan. Right? He assumes she'll be better from the Zan.
Why would she say it's legal?
I'm not holding that legal yet. What's that? I'm not going to forget. Okay? If she, the two extremes. One extreme is Adam say the Fakert extreme, when it's Baratan. There certainly, she is believed. That's our mission. What happens? Well, we don't know what happened. You don't know it was a Baratan. And she comes into bed and she says it was Baratan. And Ishplaini, the Kayinhu. She believed. That's a Shaila, if you say, let them make a Russian. If the person's belief to make themselves say they did a Baratan. And it, what? It's why? She's what? No, normally the Edom say it was Baratan. And all she's saying is it was Ishplaini B'Kayim. That's the Mishnah. Right? Ru'ua, Mishabaris Avecha. Ru'ua, we have Edom, that's what. We're the Edom. So, where are we holding? So we have one Shaila, she says Ratzin, does she believe? And if it's the one she believes, then the Shaila is, if she says Einis, should we give her a Migo of Ratzin? Because she's not believed to say Einis.
Unless she says Ratzin.
She says Ratzin.
What is she losing over saying Einis?
Very embarrassing. It's true, but the Shrachamik was a giver. She could have said, I did a Barat, and she doesn't want to. Right? So this is a Shai. What we hopefully are going to do, we have to survive to the end of the Sugya, because this is a long Sugya. At the end, make a chart of some sort of all the cases, and have some type of clarkite into what the din is. It appears from the Haflah that she's believed to say Ratzin, but that an Einis with a Migo of Ratzin she doesn't have. Because Einis, to say I was an Einis with a Migo, I could have said Ratzin, the woman doesn't want to say Ratzin. So a Migo she doesn't have, but if she says Ratzin, Afla assumes that she is believed. Why? They will discuss. Which means the way it works out is all cases of Einis she's not believed, all cases of Ratzin she is. That's basically the way it works out. All this according to this top line of Tysus. It's one line that he done. Yichad the Isham is not a Bidech. What? Even if she has the Migu, so we should believe I was the Ainus and he's playing the Kainu. It's true. But she's claiming I'm talking wasn't by the Mizana, but it was my luck. The person that was honest me was a Kashmir. Why should she be believed without Bidek? I mean, she'd still be full under the Gzeira Shvuya. So what? So she'd fall under the Gzeira Shvuya. You're right, but even by Shvuya, Amigo, there are cases by Shvuya which she has Amigo and she's believed. I'm not going to get into it at the moment. There are cases that Shvuya is believing. Okay, one last nekuda regarding a shvuya. We're going to have the union of shvuya again on Yadavid on the days. But the Torah on shvuya is the clear as to the din shvuya is a din drabbanan. The Rabbanan said any shvuya is automatically awesome. So the kind of drabbanan, not a din Torah. Is that a din vadai or a din sakh? Which means, if pshat shvuya is a new iser that the Rabbanan made, the Rabbanan created a new iser, like Chol HaVakum, Kedinas HaAkum, Chazal created a new iser. It's utter because maybe the guy mixed in tar. From a mice, it's a Babay Yisr. Or should we say no? Shvuya is a din that we have to be chayshish for the Safik. Safik Nibala is a din Safik. Obi and Akamina is Babay Safik. Always the nafkamina, but the vadei rasafik. Anytime you have a chakir or something, the vadei rasafik. What's nafkamina? Huh? If you'd have another safik, if you would have a suffix shvuya, would that make it into a sex psycho? If you hold shvuya as asur mitam vadai, then if you have a suffix shvuya, she's still, it's not a sex psycho. If you hold that it's also become suffix, then it'll be, it can be created into a sex site. Yeah, the napkin. All right. For our purposes, let's say that the second suffix is not a suffix hashaka. For one suffix, it wouldn't be good enough. The sex site wouldn't be good. So this is the Shara Melech Hakira, the Shara Melech in Hilchos Yisurei Diya. Perek Yutes Halacha Chaf Gimel. However, the reason I haven't given you Maror Mekayim is to learn, is because to learn it, you really have to know Daf Yud Aleph as well. Something which continues on to the ongoing sugya. And both he and the Nidei B'Yehuda and their mom, that it's a Din Vaday. Shara Melech quotes Maharei Halevi, who holds it's a Din Safik. And there's a tshuva in the Maharaj Dam. Maharaj Dam is relatively recent, over 100 years ago. And he said an incredible chiddush. He argued that since nowadays all kayanim are suffic kahuna, because we don't know for certain, there are no kayanim today with the yichus, with the vada yichus, he wanted to say that there are no dine shvuyah of his manager. Every case of shvuyah is a sex maker, because shvuyah itself is a suffic, plus suffic kahuna, shvuyah is only not convenient to a kayan. Yisrael is whose wife is a shvuyah as much as him, because she was manager. But if you need to a kayin, all kayinim are suffic kayinim, so it should always be a sex rake, and all the initiatives should not apply to matter. That was what the Maharaj Dam was matzia, that was his suggestion. Because he holds that shvuyah is a din suffic. One of the rayas that it's a vadai that the Shara Melech brings is our Rashi. Rashi puts in by raya, it's v'hav vadai nebala. He said that shvuyah is different, because rayv kayin puts in by rayas. And Rashi used the lashon v'ha avadei nevala. Shvuyah is considered to be a vadei. So Shvuyah is considered to be a vadei. That's the right of Shara Melech. So this is the Chakira on Dinei Shvuyah, which Mrs. Hashem will still come back to. Tomorrow I have to ask you to finish the Amid, and hopefully we'll.